What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. And when I say and you, I mean be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. That is the Hub City Spartanburger text line. You can text that number, 844-326-3663. You can also call that number and be on the air. Taking some good calls on this college football conversation that has dominated the show so far today.
Also, shout out to the stream, man. You guys are killing it today.
Good interactivity on the stream today. If you are not part of our stream, every single morning that the show is live, you should be. Go to Facebook, The Fan Upstate, YouTube, The Fan Upstate, Twitter, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. We do broadcast the show live, which isn't just the show itself, but we stay live during most of our breaks. We have conversations with the folks on the stream. We have been talking about yacht rock. We have been playing about drug television shows. We have been talking about all kinds of stuff between the breaks on our live stream. It is kind of a show within the show. So if you have not made our stream part of your morning entertainment, I encourage you to do so. The Fan Upstate on YouTube, on Twitter, and on Facebook. The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on Twitch, and on YouTube. We'd love for you to come hang out with us and help us grow our online
community. By the way, James says, nothing brings a chat together like 80s music and drugs.
Those two things overlap greatly.
Do they?
Yeah, that's a Venn diagram that's effectively a circle.
I'll take your word for it.
If you're telling me that Brett Michaels wasn't on some stuff, I don't know what to say to you.
It's high on life, baby. High on life.
Let's do an addition to the audio blitz here. Some of the best audio we have stacked and racked over the past couple of days. We will dive right in with this one. I'm a big hockey guy. I got a couple of hockey clips for you. I want to start with this one. This is Jason Demers and Jordan Martinook. Of course, Martinook, a member of the Carolina Hurricanes and a teammate of Brett Burns, a defenseman who is kind of that definition of the crazy hockey bro. They told a couple of stories about what makes Brent Burns special. Now, I kept the second portion of the story on board, but the first portion of the story is just the perfect illustration of hockey bros being hockey bros. So, I don't
know. These guys are Canadian, right?
I'm not sure.
Because at least the guy telling the cheetah story sure does sound Canadian.
I don't know what I love more about this story. I don't know if it is the fact that dude was given the opportunity to go into the cheetah enclosure and said, hell yeah.
But first of all, why would he be given that opportunity?
Well, he's a NHL hockey superstar.
Yeah, but still, I mean, just suddenly, because I'm tough. I'm a hockey, obviously tough because of getting bit by a cheetah. I think, you know what I want to do today? I think I like going to cheetah cage. That's what I want to do today. I'm an NHL guy. I'm going to go down there and say, hey, you know who I am? Let me in the cheetah cage.
Most zoos offer, for an additional price of some sort, some sort of outreach program, and they allow people to pay extra money to get an up close and personal encounter with an animal, and they use that money to put back into the zoo. I've done it too with my favorite animal of all time. A tree sloth. It's the coolest thing in the world. Not a cheetah.
Yeah. So they just give hugs. Cheetahs bite you. I don't know that that outreach program that you're talking about would also include cheetahs. I'm just guessing no.
Sam Burns, for whatever reason, had an opportunity to meet a cheetah, which I have to tell you, if somebody from a zoo called and said, do you want to meet a cheetah? I'd probably take the shot. Brent Burns goes in the cheetah enclosure. They said, hey, don't move too fast, but being a fast twitch player, he apparently did, took a cheetah bite to the ribs and then said, yo, that was badass. I'm tattooing the cheetah bite onto my ribs permanently as a mark.
You think the cheetah guy or girl who allowed him in actually said, hey, don't get too ornery, as he said?
I mean, it's a good line. Yeah. It's a good line. Cheetah.
We've been ornery today on the show.
I'm ornery right now.
You're always ornery.
Got the cheetah bite tattooed on his ribs so that he could show off the fact that he got bit by a cheetah. And then I went and looked because I was like, I got to know more about this story. When Martin Nuke says he showed up at the rink the next day, he dressed out and practiced. I have to assume that as a defender of the NBA, if an NBA player got bit by a cheetah, that man's out 2 to 4 years. This dude said, no, I got practice. What
can
are you talking about?
Can we look up the tattoo? Because how do we know what makes it look like it's a cheetah bite tattoo? How would you, if you look at the tattoo and go, yeah, that dude got bit by a cheetah?
I mean, like, I'm pretty sure you would look at a tattoo and be like, those are teeth holes. Well, yeah. So you may not know it specifically
of
a cheetah.
That's what I mean. How would you know it was a cheetah?
I know a lot of people that apparently if you get struck by lightning and you survive, one of the after effects is that where the electricity actually goes through your veins and your skin, it actually leaves like a permanent scar of the electrical burn through you. And a lot of people that have been struck by lightning and survived, they get that tattooed on because it looks really badass. It's just the cheetah version of that, and I respect it.
You said that, then Ric Flair showed up on my feed. Didn't he get struck by lightning?
If he didn't, he was on a plane that did. I don't remember exactly what it was. Let me go with Charles Barkley here. I've been telling you guys for a while I love hockey, and I truly believe that if you're a college or NFL football fan but not into hockey yet, you should get into hockey because you love hockey, because all the good things that we say we love about football, the tempo, the speed, the pace, the violence, the hard hits, whatever, hockey's got all of that, and they play 60 of 60 minutes, not four of it. Well, you know who's a big hockey guy right now? Charles Barkley has grown onto the game of hockey. He was on the Spit and Chicklets podcast the other day. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge there's like 6 or 7 beeps in this clip from Charles Barkley, but it's worth the listen. Chuck.
Didn't work out for him, though.
He did not win a championship. Shaq reminds him of that on the regular. Chuck Barkley is, as the hockey bros would call him, a beaut. What a beaut from Chuck. Listen, Chuck is spot on about a lot. And I like this take from Chuck because I will say that one more reason if you like football and you're an old school guy specifically that you should like hockey is he's correct about the attitude thing. That's not to say that there's never a hockey player that requests more money. Of course there is. It is their job. They're going to ask for a raise just like all of us do when you feel like you've done the work to deserve and justify one. But you don't really ever hear about it in a super confrontational, disruptive to the team kind of way. It is about the cup. And you guys, as I said earlier in the show, I do not like to speak with any sort of idealism, because this is not an ideal world. It never has been. It never will be. My old man drilled it into me as a kid that life's not fair. Sometimes other people who deserve less than you are going to get more than you. And sometimes people that deserve more than you are going to get less than you. Be grateful for what you got and work for more. And always be striving to championship caliber. And that is that's what Chuck's talking about here. And I absolutely love it. Speaking of team chemistry, you know, one thing you never want to have is your position players throwing your NFL quarterback under the bus. You don't want to have your quarterback thrown under the bus, made to be looked poorly upon by the fan base because of one of your skill position players. But George Kittle doing a local television appearance over in California, just seconds after Brock Purdy signed a five-year, $265 million contract with the 49ers, decided he was going to make Brock Purdy look real bad in the eyes of Californians. George Kittle.
He's a sponsor.
He was
a sponsor for Little Caesars.
He was wearing a Little Caesars shirt and popped the logo like an NBA player who just threw down a windmill dunk to show the Little Caesars shirt.
His Little Caesars spots are pretty good. I like them.
People from California are very proud of In-N-Out. Cody Decker's a California boy. He's from Los Angeles, California, and he and I have many times gotten into the discussion, the debate of Five Guys versus In-N-Out. I am absolutely a Five Guys stan. I adore Five Guys. Now, I've
been to Five Guys in a while because I'm stuck on Whataburger, but you know, I hear about In-N-Out, but there's none around here. So
I have had In-N-Out one time. And it was good. I'm not arguing it's not good.
What kind of burger is it? Is it a smash burger? Is it? I mean, what is it?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
It's pretty much a call your own shot kind of joint. There's a couple of things I have. Number one, they don't really season their fries. They're just kind of fried potatoes. They're not even really. They don't. To me, meet the qualification of French fries. Like, they're shaped like them. They're fried like them, but they don't season them. They don't do anything with them. So they are overrated.
Would you rather season your own fries?
If the restaurant seasons them well, as Five Guys does with their Cajun fries, no. I want a burger and fries. I don't want to work. I want a burger. If I was going to work, I'd just grill my own burgers because I know I'm knocking out of the park.
Five Guys gives you a whole sack of taters.
Correct. I will say there is one drawback to Five Guys, which is Five Guys, y'all are getting a little big for the britches on the pricing department. All right, I love you, Five Guys. I would accept the Five Guys endorsement sight unseen. I love the Five Guys, but you guys are getting a little carried away on the menu pricing. All right, you are, at the end of the day, a burger and fries joint. Maybe chill it out just a little bit on the cost of the whole thing. That being said, the Californians are very proud of their In and Out. They will, as Cody Decker has illustrated to me a number of times, go to war over In-N-Out, over every other burger joint. And my man Brock Purdy just got thrown under the bus to Californians by his own tight end, who revealed that he said Five Guys is better. Which, don't get me wrong, it is. But the regionalism in play when it comes to the fast food.
There's no fast food or grocery store or gas station or anything like that that I'm willing to fight someone over.
I mean, maybe you aren't. That doesn't mean nobody else is.
Well, it's a testament to their mental capacity if you want to fight over something.
Well,
like
he's
that.
Talking about me, because for instance, I will go to bat that if I want a not getting out of my car burger and fries, Whataburger decimates McDonald's, it decimates Burger King, it takes them all down, and it's not even a debate, and I will go to battle over that fact.
It's also cheaper.
And it is also cheaper.
Yeah, which kind of helps.
You may have to wait another 3-4 minutes longer than you do with those spots, but you're also getting 3 or 4 minutes wait better quality.
But if you go in, they bring you out your choice of ketchup.
Like say spicy ketchup's the jam.
Or fancy ketchup. They also have fancy ketchup, but I do love the spicy ketchup.
One more for you, and then we'll play a couple more coming up in the next segment as well, because I've stacked these for like 2 days now. This comes from an Instagram account that I found. One video. They have like six total on their Instagram reel, and they have one that just went viral. Mom walked into a heated debate between dad and daughter. Daughter was on her way to school, and daughter was wearing a Michael Jordan jersey. However, this family's from Detroit, and dad did not take it well. Dad says, no. We are Pistons till we die. Dumped on her two things that jumped out. The first is, do you understand why I'm upset about you? I don't care if you cry, which is great. The second thing is, towards the end of that dress down, she does the thing where she's like just kind of fidgeting with her hair so she doesn't have to look dad in his infinite disappointment in the eyes. And he drops on her, yeah, while you look at your split ends, which I have learned is not something you call out in public like that to a young lady. You don't mention that. She knows. She doesn't want it called out. Dad popped off on daughter as a old school Pistons fan for rocking the MJ jersey, and I am here for it. Pops, I got your back.
I'm not trying to kill this bit for you, but this is all just a poor acting job. First of all, how'd she get the jersey and him not know about it? Because those things are pretty expensive.
Yes, because we know teenage girls definitely don't go shopping.
Well, where do they get the money, Rob? She obviously doesn't have a job because she'd have her split ends fixed. The other thing is, no dad would go, I don't care if you cry, to his daughter. You just don't do that.
If I had a daughter.
Because every dad melts when his daughter cries.
There is a spot, and I can tell you this is somebody who married to, very clear, not dating anybody, definitively and finally for sure married, have the ring on at all times.
Listen, she lives with you. She knows you slip like that all the time.
That's also true.
Yeah.
As somebody who is married to a sports fan, as somebody who is in a family full of sports fans, I am kind to everyone in my family, even when I disagree with them politically, socially, whatever, up to and including the most important things in life, unless it's sports, in which case you're getting the full ire, okay? I had a handful of years ago a young cousin of mine who I love. I have coached this kid. I have mentored this kid. I love my little cousin. And my little cousin showed up one day to a family dinner wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey. And you better believe this kid, who I love, I adore, I hope the best for him, I am always there for him, I dressed him down like he has never gotten it before.
How old is this kid?
Oh, he's probably 13, 14
all
at
right,
the time.
All right, so why didn't you come at his dad or mom for buying him that?
Did. The young lady in this video, I would say, is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 16, 17. Yeah, Pops probably said, here's some money, go to the mall, have a good time, and she picked up a Jordan jersey, because why not? Wearing Jordan gear is still one of the most fashionable things that you can do, but...
Or really, she got it from her boyfriend, and she's not supposed to be dating, and that's where the anger really comes from. And he was trying to get her to admit that some guy gave it to her, and then he wouldn't let her go out of the house again.
You can come up with whatever fantasy booked situation you want to go with, regardless of how she acquired the Jordan jersey.
It's a work.
Lifelong Pistons fan Pops was like, you know, you get your heart broken by a boy, I got your back. You fail at school, I got your back. Something bad happens, I got your back. With the exception of you rolling up into my Pistons house rocking that guy's jersey.
That's how he should have sounded, but he didn't, because he's an actor and too well spoken to be a true angry fan. We've talked to the normies out there who are not in radio. They don't talk like that guy. They don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to run to a break. When we come back on the Everything's a Work Sports Show, more audio, 100% of it fraudulent and fake. That's next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This past weekend was Major League Baseball's first rivalry weekend. They tried to do a little gimmick to kickstart the baseball season, as obviously they are competing right now with their regular season against the NBA postseason, the NHL postseason, the beginning of the WNBA season, the prime of the MLS season. Not that any of these individual sports are bigger than baseball, just that there is so much happening in the sports world right now that baseball said, well, let's do a little something to get some interest back on the game of baseball until we get to the middle of June and it's just our world. So they ran rivalry weekend, and there were some classic rivalries. There were some new age rivalries. One of the rivalry games is there were a number of interstate rivalries, same state rivalries. they played the two New York teams, Mets, Yankees, against each other. One of the rivalries that took place was a rivalry game in Pennsylvania between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. Those two teams have played each other very sparingly over the years because they are interleague. Ordinarily, they're only going to play maybe once or twice a year. Well, back in 2024, they played for the first time since Philadelphia ended up creating and broadcasting home games on its own sports network, the Philadelphia Sports Network, which hosts Philly's home games. And they introduced a new score bug that had the Pittsburgh P and the Pirate or the Phillies P on the scoreboard. But they ran it soccer style, which is team, run, score, team. Which means that at the beginning of that game, the score bug read P00P. And yes, people fell in love with the scoreboard that had a word. Well, yesterday, the Philadelphia Sports Network, Sunday, for the final game of the Pennsylvania Interstate Rivalry game, they said, we are going to break out for the last time that score bug. And they paid tribute to it. They killed off a score bug that on Phillies TV, for as long as the score between the Phillies and the Pirates was 0-0, red poop. Pirate P, Phillies P. And I have to say that they could have said nothing. They could have just said, hey, last time with this score bug, we're updating our graphics package moving forward. So, enjoy it and just let it float out there. Like, say, a scent in the air. They could have let it linger, but they didn't. Somebody at the Philly Sports Network decided, let's have a little fun and let's do an in memoriam for the poop scoreboard. And I have to tell you, as a grown man with the mental thought process of a 12-year-old, that's awesome. I love it.
Well,
good job.
Tearful.
Good job. Sure. I love that so much. You know, Lonzo, not a Steph Curry guy. He's made that shown on this show like a gazillion times. Steph Curry was on the very popular internet sensation Hot Ones. If you haven't seen this show, effectively, the guest sits down with the host of the program and they eat progressively spicier chicken wings up to the hottest sauce you can buy in a store. And they are interviewed while they do so.
And Rob thinks they're wimps because, he'd be.
No, I've had the bomb sauce as a punishment, I bet, for the cycle. It is painful. Not unenjoyable. I mean, physically painful to eat this stuff. And every guest comes on and you have the option at any point of tapping out, saying that's too spicy for me. I can't do anymore. But there is a token of pride to make it to the end.
Yeah. If you ever want to watch it, just watch Conan O'Brien's and then you don't need to watch anybody
else's. There's a couple of great ones. Audrey Plaza was on it. No, she was amazing.
He basically bathes in the stuff talking about and doesn't faze him, but it almost put him in the hospital afterwards.
There are some people that go in there and you can tell that I am making it through this. And there are some people that it genuinely doesn't faze. Audrey Plaza went on. She went all the way to the end. She was like, she never even broke a sweat. It's pretty impressive.
They are actors. I mean, some of them are better at it than others.
Sure thing. So. You can learn to, as an actor, cry on command. I don't know that you can learn to not sweat on command. Either way, props to them. Steph Curry was on it because Lonzo, not a fan of Steph Curry, but like myself, Lonzo, big fan of popcorn. Steph Curry was asked a question about something that I didn't know was a thing he did, but he did. Zo, as a Curry hater, as a Binky labeler, as you have been over the years, can I ask you, are you capable of putting your Curry hate aside and respecting the process here? Because I got to think, even with somebody that you genuinely, sincerely dislike, there's got to be common ground between any two people on planet Earth. Can you respect the popcorn ranking process, especially if he does deserve the credit of enhancing the NBA's popcorn game overall.
Yeah, I don't hate anyone. Here's the thing, though, without actually testing it myself, I don't know. I mean, he may have great taste in popcorn. His taste in popcorn may be horrible because it's subjective. The kind of popcorn you like is maybe different than the kind of popcorn I like. So apparently, he believes he's really good at the popcorn. So
I am. I know
he's one of the best shooters of all time in basketball. I can say that without a doubt he is. Pure, beautiful when he takes a shot. He's annoying to me as a person, and the binky is just, it's ridiculous. But as far as popcorn goes, he's sincere, at least he appears to be sincere, in his critique of popcorn. So I believe he believes what he's saying, but until I actually go to those arenas and try to popcorn myself.
Let me clarify and change the question. I am not asking if you agree with his rankings. Regardless of if you agree with the subjective rankings, I'm asking, do you respect the process?
What, that he's there playing and he goes in and gets popcorn? No way he pays for it?
No.
Okay, good for him.
Do you respect his grading system?
No, that's what I just said. I cannot respect his grading system without actually trying the popcorn myself.
No, I think you don't. I think you cannot respect the results of his system, but the system itself, I think he's
picked. His system could be flawed. I haven't tried eating popcorn and using his system before.
The system is presentation, butter to salt ratio, and crispiness. I think those are the three things that make good popcorn separate from bad popcorn or awful popcorn. I think he's got a great system, and even if I disagree with the results that he reaches with his system, I think the system is good. I respect this out of Steph Curry. I respect that he put that much work into it, and more importantly, if he is accurate, and if the NBA arenas, top to bottom, have all up their popcorn game because they never know when they're going to catch the next Steph Curry blind popcorn rating, that is good for NBA fans league-wide. Good on Steph.
Popcorn conceit. Yeah, thank me. I helped you. Whatever, dude.
So the answer is no. Lonzo can't put the hate aside to respect the game.
I don't know what you heard, but you didn't hear what you think you heard. But that's no surprise.
How's that feel? The Rob Brown Show was on your radio back after this on the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last week, ESPN introduced a new streaming service that will be available for, if I recall correctly, I believe they settled on the price of $29.99 a month. For $30 a month, you will have, on whatever device you prefer to stream, access to all of the ESPN broadcasting outlets, as well as whatever they are broadcasting on said outlets. You would get ESPN, you would get the Deuce, you would get the SEC Net, you would get ESPN Plus, yada, 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 yada. I do not know what that means for, like, those of us that are already subscribed to ESPN Plus. I am, because A, it carries a massive number of college baseball games. I'm a big college baseball fan, so I get to watch those there. It also hosts the Greenville Triumph and the rest of USL League One. So if the Triumph are on a road trip up to Knoxville or Asheville or all the way out to Fuego in Phoenix, whatever, if they're away from Paladin Stadium, I can tune on ESPN Plus, and I can watch the Triumph play. There's a lot, and I would even go so far as to say $29.99 a month, if I did not already have most of the ESPN outlets not on YouTube TV, which I do, I feel like it would actually not be the worst value at $29.99. However, that may not actually be the final price that you pay in any given month to watch sporting events if there is a specific sporting event you're most interested in. John Skipper, the former president of ESPN, does a sit-down with Pablo Torres on Pablo Finds Out every now and then, Pablo Torres' podcast. And John Skipper has said a couple of things over the last 6-8 months that he has been a recurring guest on Pablo Finds Out that have gotten my attention. This one, perhaps more than anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked about the ability to make money in college football and how that matters more than anything else. Yes, their ability to make money matters more than your love, passion, excitement, joy, happiness in the landscape of college football. Here is what John Skipper said he believes is a not just legitimate possibility, but probability that could end up costing you, the fans, even more money. John Skipper, former president at ESPN, says that, and as somebody who has been in that role, I'm not saying I believe him, I'm saying I do believe the rationale behind his thought, says that in a quest to always be growing the margins, the bottom line, the number of dollars that come in that they can show their financials to investors and say, we are making you more money. In the quest, the never-ending, unrelenting, unceasing quest to make more money, John Skipper says, go ahead and prepare yourself. Because at some point, especially when ESPN, for instance, oh, I don't know, pays $1.2 billion for the college football playoff games, do not be shocked if we get to a point where you are paying $29.99 a month for base level access to this streaming service, and then are going to start being nickeled and dimed by the same app for individual games that you may want to watch down the line. Well, here's the thing. If ESPN is paying $1.2 billion with a B, capital B, big B, $1 billion a year for the college football playoff game, that means that they have got to, off of that, make more than $1.2 billion in order to not waste their investors' money. Now, they're going to get the yeoman share of that money back, obviously, by selling advertisements within the games to major corporations who can pay $5 billion for 5 30-second commercials that air within these playoff games. But that is not the only place that money can be found. Do you know where else money can be found? In your wallet, my dear friends, in your wallet. And if you think they're not above reaching into your wallet, or I guess really more accurately, demanding that you reach into your wallet and willingly hand them a few more dollar bills a month to recoup their $1.2 billion investment in the college football playoffs. And don't forget, they also have exclusive access to other events, like, for instance, half of the conference finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs are on ESPN. Do you think that down the line they would not get to a point, especially if growth stagnates for the company, where they say, hey, you know, we carried the regular season on ESPN, but it's the Stanley Cup playoffs now. And if you would like to tune in on Thursday evening to watch Hurricanes v. Panthers game number 2, a monumental game. If the Canes drop 2 in a row at the crib and go on the road 0-2 down to Sunrise, Florida to play the Panthers for 2 more, they are cooked, my dudes and dudettes. So game 2 is a must-win game, not an elimination game, but a must-win game. Do you think that there would be a moment's hesitation if the majority of their content is being carried on the ESPN, whatever it's going to be called, app, that they would not, when you log in and you push the watch live button and you push the NHL button, because you pay $29.99 a month to watch their streaming content, that they wouldn't be willing to throw another button on there? And this button says, to access Hurricanes Panthers game 2, it costs $4.99. because you would look and you go, hey, $5, but you've already paid them 30, now you're paying them 5 more. And here's the thing, you pay them $5 and I pay them $5 and somebody else pays them $5 and every Hurricane fan you know pays them $5 and all the Florida fans you know pay them $5 and everybody pays them $5 and they make up $1 gazillion off of that one game. Well, that goes well, everything's great. Guess what happens when the Stanley Cups roll around the year that they have the coverage? Those games are $10 a piece. Now, you followed the playoffs all the way up to the Stanley Cup. Are you going to suddenly tune out? No, you're willing to fork over the $10 per game for the Stanley Cup. Most you're out is $70 if it goes all 7 games, right? Likely you're out probably $50, maybe $60 when it's all said and done. The point here is, the reason that Rob Brown has for years and years and years and been labeled many names and called many things, Liberob, football Marxist, buddy, ismist, whatever. The reason
Marx is still my favorite,
that I have been called so all these things in my constant fight to point out that at the end of the day, the bad guys in football aren't the players, aren't the coaches in the portal, in the NIL. The bad guys are the dudes in the suits at the top of the hierarchy, because there's never enough for them. If John Skipper's right, and I would not be shocked if he is, it's going to come to a point where you're forking ESPN $30 a month for the right to then send more money a month to pick and choose the games that you actually want to watch off of their platform. The bad guys aren't the players. The bad guys are the dudes in suits at the top of the chain for whomst you will never give them enough money, people. Welcome to college football.
But without those bad guys, you wouldn't have, you know, the product to actually watch. All right, the first thing is Xing is Norm.
Norm is Xing because Norm has departed this mortal plane. George Wendt has passed away. How old was he? Do you know?
78, I think.
Yeah. I will tell you that one of my favorite scenes in television was from the show Cheers, where Norm walks into the bar and how am I forgetting what's his face's name? The bartender, dadgummit. Anyway, walks into the bar.
Which one? Because there's
the bro, Sam.
Sam.
Is it Sam?
Yeah.
Sam's behind the bar.
It could have been Woody.
It was Sam.
It could have been, was it Coach?
I think Sam's behind the bar, and Norm walks in. And he's like, hey, man, we're closed up. He's like, I know, but we were having this conversation outside. And he said, you know, I got to tell you that I've learned one lesson in life. The most important thing in the world is love. And Sam looks at him, and he goes, beer? Like, asking him the question, like, not a beer? And he goes, yeah, I'll have one. And it's just this great moment, in this moment of levity, in this moment of real, like a touching moment in this show that is otherwise just filled with goofiness. This touching moment from this character whose only role in the show is always dude who sits at the end of the bar drinking beer, eating wings, and throwing out one-liners at the other characters as a comedic relief. He had this great moment. And for whatever reason, that moment has stuck with me since I saw it as a kid when my mom was watching Cheers. R.I.P. Norm.
By the way, always, the main Da Bears guy.
Da Bears.
And people forget that George Wendt was the lead Da Bears guy.
One of the super fans, one of the most iconic sports references in sports references.
All right. The next Xing is Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry is Xing because I believe in Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry, of course, will be facing South Carolina's own Trick Williams this weekend for the TNA Championship. The first time that belt has ever been put on the line at a WWE event. However, I did learn yesterday, Zoe, and this was very interesting, apparently, and you watch, so you're going to know. Did they film last night's NXT or did they broadcast last night's NXT from the Performance Center? Because the story going around on the internet was that it was supposed to be in Tampa in the same arena that Saturday Night Main Event's going on this Saturday. But apparently, like either the day before or 2 days before, WWE suddenly canceled the live NXT taping at that arena and moved it back to the Performance Center, and nobody knows why.
It was at the Performance Center,
by the way. It was supposed to be at that arena, but they canceled it either like Sunday night or Monday morning. They said, actually, we're not going to do it live. We're going to go back to the arena, but they never actually told us why they made that decision, which is kind of interesting.
Well, the reason why he is Xing, because last night there was a music off, I guess. Trick Williams came out and did a rap song. And then later on, Joe Hendry came out and completely burned him. So yeah,
they love him in Scotland, Paris, Tokyo.
Yeah, wave your hands. The next thing that's Xing, and probably the last thing we get to, is hashtag yes sirs.
Yes sirs. Tonight, game one of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals.
I even took a picture
finals.
Of it in case you didn't believe that.
No,
it was
I believed it. I believed it. I blame Mario. I blame everything on Mario.
Yes sirs. Hashtag yes sirs.
Of course, the Indiana Pacers taking on the New York Knicks. This is here's the matchup. Here's the quick preview on the way out the door. The Indiana Pacers have the second fastest offense in the NBA in terms of possessions per game. The New York Knicks have the second best defense in terms of points and shooting percentage allowed in the NBA. This is going to be a battle of two very different differentiating styles. The offensive quickness of the Pacers, the defensive stalwartness of the Knicks. I am picking the Pacers in seven. The reason why? Because the New York Knicks are first in the league for number of minutes played by their starters. Tom Thibodeau loves to leave his guys in for as much of the game as they can. Well, guess what? They've gotten used to that style of play, and now they are up against a team who is going to take their legs out by just running and running and running and running. Pacers in seven. We'll break that game down tomorrow, as well as the opening game on the other side of the NHL bracket when the Rob Brown Show returns tomorrow morning on the Fan Upstate, 6 till 10 a.m. Have a great day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. See you tomorrow. Later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.